We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, we see the Earth. We know what's going on this planet. We've studied human history. We've studied the corrupt ruling class in all of their entitled arrogance and insider crony capitalist eugenics corruption. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. And believe me, we've got incredibly, incredibly important information for you today. It is, of course, 4 o'clock Central and 1 minute now. That's 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Mountain. But wherever you're listening in the world, thank you for joining us. It is the 27th day of November 2011, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And start your engine, start your thinking processes, because when I get back from this break, it is just unbelievable quickening and acceleration. And 6 months from now, this quickening, this acceleration in world events will look tame. Strap yourselves in, get right with God, because the world is going to get crazier and crazier. We are entering world government run by absolutely the most villainous, verminous form of snake-like wicked doers that you could possibly imagine. The hedge of protection is being removed from Western nations, and evil is flooding in right now like so much swamp water. Unbelievable information today. I want to look at something we've been aware of for a while, but finally got a lot of attention. And not only is the story huge, but the response by the trolls and their deception is very, very telling and is very informative. And by exposing deception, those out there listening will learn how to detect it and learn the playbook of the enemy, and then you can teach others and be aware of it, because the people perish for lack of knowledge. The truth will set you free. Knowledge is power. You know all the cliches. They're cliches because they're true. Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. NDAA detention provision will turn America into a battlefield. Now, Ron Paul's come out and said that's what this does. The ACLU has. And within minutes of our article going up, there were trolls on there, the usual suspects, lying and saying it doesn't say what Ron Paul, the ACLU, Infowars.com have said. Because the bill is written by slimebag lawyers, and the people coming into the site were already there with their playbook of lies. Now, that shows you we're hurting these people. When they have the New York Times come out and say that my film, The Obama Deception, is linked to the White House shooter, or that the Tucson shooting's my fault, or if you slip on a banana peel, it's our fault. That's because we're over the enemy target. We're dropping info weapons on them. We're hurting their mountain of lies. We're blasting them to kingdom come. And so they're firing every bit of flack they can at us, because we are over the target, bloodshot eyes, the whole nine yards. We're going in. Nothing's stopping us. We're committed. And boy, does it feel good to just be committed and not be afraid and not care what the consequences are. So I'm going to break this down today. Then I'm going to get into Newt Gingrich. Now, I've been meaning to do this for a while, and there's so much dirt on him that I tend to get so busy with other research that I don't go recompile all the stuff I've run across over the years. And so I keep procrastinating on doing this because I'm so busy. So I just did an hour of digging through my research last night and today, and I've got like 15 pieces of evidence of just total globalism, total treason. Total, just open his own statements for world government, the end of America, carbon taxes, Bill Clinton loving him, all of it. So we're going to just give you a nice uppercut to Newt Gingrich, like we did for Mitt Romney, Ricky Perry, and all the rest of these globalist stooges. That's coming up. And then I got pulled over by the state police. I'll tell you about that. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. I don't come to you from the United States of America and the republic for which it stands. I come to you from deep inside occupied United States, occupied Texas. I come to you from the former capital of my state, where electronic voting machines in the county for at least 15 years have been proven and certified to be complete frauds. I've been there challenging the election results myself at Travis County when the state admits it's a fraud but says they can go ahead with it. I live in an occupied country, and I want my republic back. And watching these globalists blame the Bill of Rights and Constitution for all of our problems and blaming free market capitalism for all of our problems, that's what globalists do. They take your country over with crony insider operations, steal all the wealth, get the people in debt through fraud, and then blame everything that was good that they've thrown out the window, that they've cut up in little pieces, that they've pulled down. They blame the good for what the evil have done and then offer you more tyranny, more statism, more corruption as the answer. And then you go into the next phase as society unravels and falls apart. The system comes out and says, we need to crack down the public. We need to get rid of freedoms because now the country's falling apart. And the police and the military, they almost always march out and do it. And you become a third world nation with no honor, a tiny elite, 99% poor. And that's where America's going. We're already halfway there. You get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's like getting oxygen out of a submarine. Every form of freedom dies on board. Your whole future, your honor. America was different because we were independent and we had rights and people jealously guarded them as Thomas Jefferson commanded and as George Washington commanded. I got pulled over Friday driving home. Did an early day, driving home about 3:30 or so. And I knew I was driving 55. I was in the slow lane. The traffic wasn't very bad, but I was taking my time because I was thinking and got pulled over. And he acted like and looked at me like I was a rabbit and he was a coyote. And he went over everything. What's in that bottle? Let me check the tint on your window. On and on and on. While the government is on record shipping in the majority of the narcotics, allowing major companies like DynCorp and Halliburton to run giant white slavery, including children sex slave rings, Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, BBC. Foreign banks have totally taken the country over. They've stolen the massive pension funds of the military, gone 12 years ago. Everything is disintegrating, and this cop is sitting there with relish. Relish at his little paramilitary checkpoint. I know all the federal and state rulings. I know the Texas traffic code. I know it's all a fraud, but I would never even try to deign to tell him that. But I'm going to tell you the story later, because he certainly got an earful. And all of you that serve this system, you know something. The average German cop in 1941 was probably not a bad person. But you know what? You're wearing the uniform of evil. And our country is hijacked and is run by the big six megabanks who are openly in every major publication announcing global government by banks. Europe conquered by Goldman Sachs. They're so arrogant, they don't even deny they engineered it now through fraud. And the servile yuppies can't even get their eyes to focus or their minds to focus enough to see the doom, the galloping horsemen of economic and financial and physical bondage and conquest now happening to this country. The republic literally burning to the ground with all of the hard-fought liberties and freedoms disappearing And in place of it, scores of new offices and swarms of agents sent out to eat out our substance. Every control freak, every nobody, every person who couldn't get a job and wouldn't know how to start a company because of the system they were brought up in, given their petty power, given their uniforms, and the petty bureaucrats and the passive aggressive. I went to a buffet today for my father's birthday. Nice place, Fonda San Miguel, one of my favorite restaurants in Austin. And I sat there and people watched. And I watched people, the ones at the buffet line, and tried to get their food, you know, in a moderate speed, but thinking of others. And I watched this group of guaranteed bureaucrat school teachers. I didn't ask them. 99% chance. I know the type. And I watched them with relish watch the line stack up and sit there per dessert dish. And I wasn't getting dessert because I'm overweight. I was getting it for my children. They'd already eaten. I watched them sit there. And the lady at the pecan pie for at least a minute and a half picking at it, and they were enjoying it and looking up and feeding on the frustration of people backed up behind them. That is what a powerless person does. And evil is served by a bunch of powerless people, a bunch of small-minded people. These women didn't look older than 60, but I could already see Alzheimer's in them. I could already see addled shaking and weakness. I could already see their souls were already gone, and all they could do was have petty power to block a line. It's the same people that will, you're driving down a three-lane highway, and they'll see you driving up at 70 miles an hour, and they will get over and get in front of you and actually enjoy, and you'll get around them, and they'll speed up. Their power in life is holding back the virtuous. Their power in life is trampling on the good, because good people don't seek out power. Good people just seek out a decent, safe, honorable life and are content and aren't seeking to dominate others because it's embarrassing to those of us who are strong. It is embarrassing to those of us that have honor. It is embarrassing. And because of that, we are normally ruled by chicken neck scum and control freaks and psychopaths and sociopaths and the different flavors that make up the legions of evil that we face as a society. All right, I'm going to stop right there. But that's what government is. It's there to shut down the little guy, to shut down the independent, and it's there to create monopolies for the power elite through fraud and corruption. And it is run by the most ruthless, wicked people you can imagine, and because the general public will not wake up and will not see themselves as leaders and will not try to study how the world really works, we are like a nation of blind people trying to navigate a obstacle course. People don't even know where they are. They don't even know why in history what's happening is so dangerous and is a guaranteed disaster. A conscious government taken over by corruption and evil. A conscious looting. A conscious order out of chaos. A conscious rendering down, breaking of the American people. Culturally, spiritually, the culture of death, the culture of pettiness, the Black Friday, people dying, means nobody cares. A man lays there for hours dead while people continue shopping. People are trying to grab a video game away from a grandfather, getting it for his grandson. So he sticks it under his jacket. The cops come over. He doesn't resist. They take his head, slam it in the ground, blood spewing everywhere, a celebration of evil. They charge the guy with assault until they didn't know that CNN had actually been there and caught it on tape. Not only did we knock your head open for no reason, the guy wasn't even rude to his godlike police officer. He said, yeah, they're trying to grab it away from me. Turns out CNN was there watching it. Slammed his head into the ground so hard for no reason. Blood just pooled everywhere. And so what? He's there to serve the system. And he shouldn't even have been there trying to get that devilish game, or that wouldn't even have happened. Okay, I'm Alex Jones. It is, of course, the 27th day of November 2011 on this live Sunday edition. When I come back, the news. Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. That's Infowars.com. Direct link to the legislation. ACLU's also covering it. And I will continue after that. The real Newt Gingrich, now that he's one of the front runners, will tell you about Mr. New World Order. Stay with us.
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, I want to do something that I do from time to time after we go through a lot of the important news and information that is coming up, and that is 30-second phone calls. That means 30 seconds, you comment, you make your point, I might give a 10-second response, and then we move on. And I do this every once in a while, and it's the only way I can make myself take a lot of calls, and it's always very informative. So we're going to do that. If you want to give a 30-second response to what I'm talking about, or your own statement, or a question, then we will do it, and we will start taking calls in the last segment of this hour throughout the second hour. And the toll-free number to join us, I'd love to hear from you. Today, if you'd like to get involved on air, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I'll give that number out again coming up in the next segment. Okay, we've got absolute bedlam breaking out in Pakistan after NATO bombed a bunch of innocent people. Now they're blocking the main supply route out of Pakistan into Afghanistan. Remember, our government, for whatever reason, during the 90s, helped give nukes to Pakistan, and now they have them. So that's a pretty serious situation. That's coming up later in the next hour. Lebanese Prime Minister says Syrian protesters only want overthrow, not reform of Syria. They're admittedly funded now by Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and Libya. And it breaks that down in the news articles I've got. I'm going to be going over a little bit later. Also, the Daily Mail reports ClimateGate scientist did collude with government officials to hide research that didn't fit into their apocalyptic global warming. Now, more documents have been released where the U.S. and U.K. governments ordered the government-funded universities to create the strongest and most hysterical message possible to achieve carbon taxes. I mean, I don't need these documents to come out and know that. They're like, pay Al Gore and the world government money on everything you do or all the animals are going to die. And they literally have the second graders cry and show them animations of polar bears who can't swim. I mean, just hardcore Soviet-style brainwashing. While real environmental issues don't matter. There's plenty of those. I mean, I've got children. I live here. I want catalytic converters. I don't want to drink poison in lakes. I don't like toxic waste dumping. I certainly don't want to chop down old-growth forests. We can plant our own. I'm all for it. But don't say all the power plants that aren't part of General Electric have to shut down or pay protection money to the government, but General Electric, who gave all the money to the president, they're exempt. Okay, it's nothing to do with the environment. Get that straight. All right, I got that. Prepare for riots in Euro collapse. Foreign Office warns out of England. Banks build contingency for breakup of the euro. It's a breakup into the global world government. They're going to create a new banking dictatorship, they admit. That's all over the news. What about all you people that said I was crazy talking about that 17 years ago? Told you how they get the countries in debt with derivatives by design, implode them, have a private banking dictatorship. You know how I knew? It was all in the Trilateral Commission documents. The head of the CME group came out and attacked Gerald Celente and others for talking about MF Global, and now over $3 billion missing. Well, $600 million, now it's $3 billion missing. Won't give people their own private accounts back. And he said, these people are nuts. They believe in the Trilateral Commission. You mean we believe in a public group calling for world government? I'm going to read Newt Gingrich quotes later where he calls for world government and an end of U.S. sovereignty. He wrote the foreword to a known socialist organization's pamphlet. Bill Clinton has come out basically and endorsed him yesterday. Why? Anybody the establishment media is giving attention to and kudos to is bad news. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry. I mean, I told people years ago about these guys supporting gun control, abortion, open borders, Amnesty Cities, Bilderberg Group, writing Obamacare. There's a bunch of other stuff. And you people, some of you still won't go look it up. You still won't go. Obviously, Obama's bad. And so is Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and all these other globalists. Oh, but Rick Perry put on a little show this year in the legislature, in the legislative session. He had his minions introduce an into sanctuary city bills, and then he quietly behind the scenes had it killed. That's called having cake and eating it too. And he supported the TSA bill, but quietly had it killed. We learned that from Senator Patrick and others. Oh, and then it came out that 5 years ago, he got the award from Vicente Fox for establishing sanctuary cities. See, you like being tricked? You like being double-crossed, triple-crossed? Do you like being a schmuck? Do you like being a sucker? Do you like being conned? Do you like looking at the little Newt Gingrich up there who supported carbon taxes and global warming taxes? I'm going to play a video clip of him saying it in a minute, so don't try to be in denial. You know who the Republicans had as the response to Al Gore last year? He was going to debate in the Senate Lord Monckton, who would actually cover the real issues and admits world government and covers the real facts. And when Al Gore found out that who he was going to debate, he said, I'm canceling. So they canceled Monckton, even though he landed in from London in D.C. And they said, don't worry, we have Newt Gingrich to counter Al Gore. It's like a Don King boxing match. I mean, do you like things getting worse? Do you like getting sucked into brand Obama or brand Gingrich? Do you like being an idiot? Talking to new listeners out there. Because I've done the research. I know what I'm talking about. We've got a track record of it. Because we study globalist white papers. We know what we're talking about. We read legislation. That's all coming up. Germany, France plan quick new stability pact report. I told you 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2008, I made a film about it 3 years ago, Obama deception. I said they would implode the countries in the order they were imploded. And that'd be Iceland, Ireland, Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal. And then it would rotate into Northern Europe, or Eastern Europe was already falling to the financial tyranny. And then I said it would then be a pact between France and Germany, France going totally belly up by design, and then Germany, sold as the bad guy, as if some nation states doing this, would implode finally to the bankster Ponzi scheme, all by design. See, the globalists conquered by economic fraud, backed up with paramilitary force after they've taken over. It's an old kind of war, but with a new spin on it, so people can't recognize it. Like you're a dodo bird, and the sailors are getting off their boats, and you don't have wings, you don't run, you're big and fat and juicy, they're going to eat you. You can't recognize the sailors. You are a prey animal. You've never been around this type of tyranny. You can't recognize it. You didn't study history, and so you're like a dumb little dodo bird that the hungry sailors can walk right up to 10,000 miles from Europe, starving, and conk you right on the head. And you even think it's cute to be conked on the head. As long as you were, most people aren't even politically informed or aware at any level. But those that are watch MSNBC, Fox, they read the newspaper, and they think they're real smart. And they repeat and regurgitate on you talking points, milquetoast, idiocy. Do you know how stupid you act? Do you know how pathetic it is? I want you to wake up and be a man, to wake up and be a woman. I don't want to see you get hurt. I care about you. And that's why I'm talking to you straight right now. Now, when I come back, the plan to use the military and arrest citizens and shut down the internet. Stay with us. And then the real Newt Gingrich. Nobody's going to save you but yourself, folks. You got to ask God to give you help, to give you the courage. But for me, it's not even a discussion of courage. The globalists are going to run over us and literally turn us into high-tech slaves on their technocratic global plantation, in their own words. So why should I roll over? Will you please explain that to me? I want to be free as my ancestors did, and I'm going to fight to be free. And I'm going to fight in the information war. I'm also going to defend myself physically against tyranny. I'm not going to go quietly off to be shot in some pit somewhere or be hauled away because the system thinks it's cute and funny. And the globalists have all that in store as well. They don't care. They'll sit offshore while all the phony, tough, you know, minions of the establishment do battle with the patriots of America. And they've introduced the ideas in films and TV and video games that people that want to defend the Republic are the bad guys. But they failed. 70%+ of all military donations to both parties, to the presidential candidate in the last election and this one, are Ron Paul. So they've got a problem there. So what they do is they go pick through the military and do psychological evaluations and hire the unstable, stupid, or sociopathic bully types. It's a complex variant, and are in a race to fill the police departments right now. We've gotten internal memos and shown you them here. One of them, state police memo here in Texas, where they're trying to hire, quote, former military first, but this is secret and don't let anyone know. Yeah, it's discrimination. But some would argue, well, hire the military first. They need jobs. They're not just hiring the military. They're giving them 600 questions, psychological evaluations. So if you fill it out like a dog-like servant of evil, you'll get the job. All right, that's coming up. I'm going to break that down a little bit later. And by the way, you don't have to listen to me. America is already going down the tubes. I tried to stop it as best I could. We can still salvage something. And see, I know most people still aren't going to listen now. You're going to listen 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. Oh, sure, this broadcast reaches 3 million people a day. The website's over 1 million a day. Total every week, it's over 15 million people. And I love the fact that 5 million of those or more are new. And that's who I'm really talking to here. Because I know you're conditioned and under brainwashing and under this strong delusion of this corrupt, all-encompassing culture, this cultural nerve gas that permeates everything. I understand that. And I know you're not going to listen now. You will remember later. Mark my words. You, my friend, are a little seed that can grow into a mighty oak. And we're planting that seed right now so that at the time when the world has shown you the error of your ways, that you will germinate. You could call this broadcast the time bomb hour. Already hundreds of millions of people worldwide have heard my warnings and seen much of it unfold exactly as we said it would. And so as the next phase unfolds, even the most willfully ignorant of you, because the pain of an empty belly and the humiliation of living under tyranny will be so great that then you will find your spine and your hind legs. And you won't have the answers, just like I don't have all the answers. But you'll know what's wrong, and you'll get up and start taking action, and that's where you'll learn. And when they persecute you, it makes you strong. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Though you even lose your body, it doesn't matter. This great eugenics evil must be faced. The public must be roused out of their trance. That is the great goal and the great object. The New World Order doesn't take over the planet because they want money. They print the money. They control the ideas, the patents, the technologies. The high priest of the New World Order traffic in the souls of men, as Revelation states. They are obsessed with what you think and who you are. They want to control your programming from birth. They want to twist you and make you weak and easily malleable. They revel in you being like an instrument they play, not being a conscious person. I revel in seeing the electric light of human creativity and awakening that is the dynamic human spirit. When I see that flame burn in your eyes, like 1,000 Milky Ways sparkling with stars that died 1 trillion years ago, when I see that, I literally see the reflection of the Creator in your power. And that is what the system fears. They don't want you to truly live. They live. We sleep. Awaken. 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 Make a break with this artificial plastic system. Make a break with the lies. Make a break with the fear. Make a break with it. Make the conscious, spiritual decision to make that break. And everything else will flow. You don't have to do a thing. You've got to simply say to God, I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because the truth will set you free. When you go to PrisonPlanet.com, it says Prison Alex Jones is PrisonPlanet.com. And then right beside it, it says, there's the key right there. There's the planet, there's the prison. The prison of the mind, the prison of the nation, the prison of the world, the prison of the soul. And there's the key right next to it. The truth will set you free, standing in front of you, standing in an inexorable way, like a mountain peak, the highest in the sunlight at noon. The majesty of it, there, always with you. And when you know the truth, you see the miserable lies and the servants of evil, and you feel sorry for them. Why would they sell out this birthright for rotten rags? Why would they give their soul over to something so stinking and rotten? And that is the great sin, for the high ones of evil know the truth, and they have made a great decision. To hide the light, to twist the minds, to weaken the people so that they, these fallen ones, can control the people. That is the great sin. That is the great lie. And from that evil, all other evils flow like a black river of death. Out with its tendrils breaking into other rivers and streams and tributaries pouring down into the souls of the people, weakening them from within. It's time to smash the lie into a trillion splinters. And you do that as a conscious decision. And the minute you move your soul, the minute you move that window in your heart to your soul, from the lies of the world, and the minute you swing it around to the truth of the universe, is the second that the universe bends towards you, is the minute that the discernment begins to flow at you, is the minute that you begin to rise above the enemy. I'll have to get into the military dictatorship of the Republic, how they'll bring it in via domestic terror attacks that are staged by the offshore criminals that run the security services of this fallen, captured Republic, Newt Gingrich the traitor, and then your calls. But when my heart and soul move me to speak true, I will speak it. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones of Texas.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to your phone calls. I got to get into the real Newt Gingrich. I'll do that after I take a bunch of calls. And this is a powerful report coming up in the next hour. We've told you the real Obama. We've told you the real Rick Perry. I mean, if you want to know the facts, if you want to believe a fairy tale, got the wrong show. I'm sorry. Brenda Veritas here. That's Latin for truth, boys and girls, if you're a new listener, public school educated like I was. By the way, I wasn't bashing school teachers earlier when I talked about those ninnies I saw. I just meant that particular type. You know, I don't even hardly feel like even doing this article because I've seen the media spin on it, and I saw the trolls attack our article the minute it came out. I saw the trolls attack Ron Paul when he responded on Saturday to what's being reported. ACLU reported on it. Not that I'm saying they're even a great group, because they don't really defend your liberties. Or they defend stuff that isn't a freedom a lot of times, and then don't defend big things that are out in the open. Second Amendment, for instance. But blind hogs do find acorns. There are a lot of good folks in the ACLU. I'm talking about the leadership of it. But it's the same thing, like the Republican Party. A lot of good people in it. But Newt Gingrich up there at top, you know, a globalist. I'm going to break that down. But the minute our article went out, with the length of the bill, I should have told Paul when I asked him to do the article to go ahead and have the response in it, because I saw this 3 years ago with the Military Commissions Act. I saw this with the Patriot Act. 10 years ago, they said it won't be used. It won't be used in on citizens. It's been used tens of thousands of times per state. Marijuana, domestic violence, you name it. Throwing the Bill of Rights out the window. Cops are putting GPS on cars without warrants. Listen to your phones without warrants. It's all over the news. Remember 10 years ago? Don't worry, it's not going to happen. 10 years ago, they said the TSA, the feds would search bags. Now they search your underwear. Now they're going to be on the highways. How many years did I tell you they'd be on the highways because their documents were public? Now they're on the highways all over the country. I mean, I went to urban warfare drills 14 years ago, 13, you know, 10. I went to them over and over again. I've sent my crew last year to some. And they've got troops training to take Americans' guns door to door and admitting it's for America. And I show you the high-def footage last year. People are like, that can't be real. Up in Chicago. I mean, it was in the newspaper in Arcadia, Iowa 2 years ago. It's in my film, The Rise of FEMA, one of my latest. It's in the local paper that they're going to have door-to-door gun confiscation drills and that it's training for America and overseas. And so I get the colonel on and he admits it. And then the paper comes out and attacks me and says I'm crazy when I was reading out of the stinking paper. See, they want to just have a news article and say, yeah, they're going to do some gun confiscation drills. They start at the local gun shop and move through the residence, 600 homes. They'll be searching cupboards and things. I mean, read the article. And I get the colonel on. The colonel says stuff. I guess he's not supposed to. It's all in my film. I did it live here on the radio. And then all of a sudden, this guy's nuts. He says, I mean, do you understand this is going on? They've been planning this for a long time, this takeover. I told you the derivatives would bankrupt. I told you they'd bankrupt Europe in a chain reaction. It wouldn't get any better. So it's not even so much that the Senate's trying to do this openly and actually codify it into law, in that within minutes of it being posted at Infowars.com, I saw the usual government IPs, and we're going to do a report on this soon. They don't even hide it. They don't even care. They admit they got sock puppet computer programs that'll do it. They call them bullhorns, sock puppets, but this wasn't those. These are actual people. You can tell. And they're in there saying, Alex is a liar. This doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Knowing full well, and the listeners figured it out, though, and posted it, that, yes, they can't arrest U.S. citizens in the U.S. unless designated by the president, secretary of defense, or their designates. And that if they are fighting, quote, against the U.S., then they're no longer seen as a citizen. I mean, you hear about them killing citizens and saying they'll kill citizens here if they're, quote, terrorist. Really? And that doesn't mean kill you in the act of the crime, like breaking in your house. That's common law. Go ahead. No, no, no. They won't come arrest you if they know where you're at and get the intelligence, because they don't want the intelligence. Because either you're not a terrorist or you're some patsy they want to get rid of. Because you study 99% of the terror, it's totally staged by the offshore banks as a pretext to put in a police state straitjacket here in America. So I'm going to get Paul or Kurt or maybe myself to do a video tomorrow breaking this down. But the commenters did, you know, we just report what Ron Paul, ACLU, and what we're saying and what Senator Graham's saying. The establishment spun it and said, this is ridiculous. They're not going to, remember Bush 5 years ago? We're not spying on us citizens without warrants, I promise. Turns out every communication's run through the database. They got face scanning cameras, license plate readers up, at least a decade nationwide. I mean, come on, folks. So again, Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial, NDAA detention provision, would turn America into a battlefield. Now, the funny part is, it's worse that they use all this lawyer legalese and say, well, if you're a citizen or whatever, you're exempt from this. And then a bunch of subsections later, and you go read them, uh-oh, you're actually not exempt, though, if we say you're a terrorist. Well, they're already killing U.S. citizens. People are like, well, that's Amiral Alawi. He deserves to die. Really? That precedent goes to everybody else. By the way, have you noticed four of the five al-Qaeda leaders were all born here? And then when they're not dining secretly at the Pentagon, source Fox News, AP, I predicted they'd kill Alawi or say they'd killed him. He just got his nose job and cut his beard off, folks. When it came out, he was CIA. I predicted he'd die soon. And then, oh, we killed a U.S. citizen, but it's all right. He's a Alawi. No trial for him. Are you saying Bin Laden deserves a trial, you traitor? Well, are you saying al-Qaeda deserves to be running Libya and now trying to take over Syria? Don't you tell me I'm with al-Qaeda and have we'll never forget 9/11 signs all over your barber shop or your barbecue joint and waddle around going, take my rights, get al-Qaeda. I'm a real good old boy. I got a ranch. I got horses. I'm a real redneck. You make rednecks look like a joke. A real redneck isn't some little idiot kid who can be conned all day. My good old boy guts and brain know. So don't you good old boy me with your al-Qaeda garbage. Make me want to throw up, you un-American, un-Texas pieces of garbage. You make your ancestors want to throw up. You cared about this country the minute it came out that al-Qaeda chiefs are hanging out secretly at the Pentagon or CNN gets up there and admits our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan, you'd get upset and worried. But you aren't really a patriot. You just stick American flags all over everything and strut around acting tough to everybody. Make me sick. Government comes for your guns. I guarantee you, you're going to sit there and use your underwear as a porta potty. All right, I'm done. Well, there's nothing wrong with having American flags. I remember 15 years ago when they said it was dangerous if you flew an American flag. Oh, but now it's the symbol of giving your rights up. Now that the flag symbolizes evil worldwide, they've taken it away. Why don't you take it back? But you won't. You want your whole family judged and everything they've got taken. And the New World Order is like, we're going to oblige that. So you read the article, the Senate is set to vote on a bill next week that would define the whole of the United States as a battlefield and allow the U.S. military to arrest American citizens in their own backyard without charge or trial. The Senate is going to vote on whether Congress will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison without charge or trial civilians anywhere in the world. The power is so broad that even U.S. citizens could be swept up with the military and the military could be used far from any battlefield, even with the United States itself, writes Chris Anders of the ACLU, Washington Legislative Office. And then it goes through Ron Paul, the provision of S-1867. And later after I take calls the next hour, I'm going to get back into the actual subsections where they say, oh, it's not for citizens, but then it is if we say, kind of like the Patriot Act, oh, it's not for the American people, it's not. Section 802. Any act that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, including jaywalking. Section 802. Oh, yeah. And the TSA would never be on the streets. I was making that up. Now they are. Remember all that? Remember everything was going to be all right? Remember, if you just gave the bankers trillions more of your money, everything would be all right? We're going into worldwide financial capture. Listen, the Army Times and Stars and Stripes 3 years ago, just Google Brigade Homeland, in one article in Stars and Stripes, they said, they quoted a general as saying, we're preparing to pull triggers on Americans. That's a quote. They said they want 379,000 troops occupying the U.S. They've got checkpoints all over the country with Marines and Army. But it's okay. It's for DWI. Sure it is. It's all illegal. The government's illegitimate and was taken over. Wake up!
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm desperate to get this republic awake. I'm going to get into Newt Gingrich, the globalist operative, coming up later in the hour, I promise, with a bunch of video clips and more. Right now, CW, Shandor, Laura, Mike, Ray, Kathy, Don, Paul, Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, we'll get to all of you. CW in Texas, thanks for holding during my ranting and hyperventilating, but watching the country be fed into a meat grinder is pretty painful.
Yes, sir, I understand, and thank you for taking my call. I've called in, you know, over the years, and sir, I've been roughnecking and working in the oil field since I was 18, and when I can't do that, I work on pipelines. And I'm telling you, on 166 on XM, people are listening to you and getting and understanding the message. Not only that, and I'm not trying to be, you know, some sort of a egotistical person, but I took it upon myself several years ago to put this information out there as much as I could. And I'm telling you, Southeast Texas, South Texas, everywhere I've gone across this country, people are waking up to it in some form or fashion. So as good news, as good gospel, people are understanding and they're not going to take it as far, you know, I don't think everybody has a glass jaw, so to speak, as far as in this movement. But the one thing that concerns me, especially here in the Houston area or in Southeast Texas, I reach out to the other side of the agenda because the English way is to really divide and conquer, you know, mentally. They want to divide the Democrats and Republicans, and just like with the Occupy, Tea Party versus Occupy, they want to say no Ron Paul, no Lyndon LaRouche, you know, none of these folks, right, you know, where you can try to get a whole spectrum of ideas to form a whole opinion.
No, I agree, because the truth is the most powerful idea. That's why Occupy Wall Street, the leadership, doesn't want Ron Paul or Patriot Info in there, because they know people will actually wake up to the full paradigm. CW, you're awesome. And yes, people, my show is just one example of the exploding awakening happening. And it's everywhere thanks to people like you. God bless you. Shandor in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Big fan. Calling in to talk about Occupy and this theory called, it's kind of like genetic engineering, but it's memetic engineering, and how Occupy is implanted into our society.
Yeah, the system is branding all revolution against the banksters as leftists, as they always worldwide brand all resistance to globalists as communist, when the globalists feed off a communist system. And again, I'm not saying Occupy itself is bad. They call for the protest to begin. Everybody gathers. And then they come in and take it over. Go ahead. Sorry.
So Occupy Wall Street makes its point, and I think here in Canada, we've heard that point. In Niagara region, which is just across the border from Niagara Falls. There's this sort of third generation movement starting where Occupy Wall Street inspired Occupy Toronto, which is now inspiring small town occupations, which have all sort of fallen apart. But what I've noticed is I was raised in a new age sort of church cult, and I'm seeing the same processes taking place with Consensus. This injection of wiggling your fingers, of tapping your head.
No, it's called the Delphi technique is one variant of it. And they claim, we're hearing everyone. What's the consensus? You've all been heard. And then they suddenly never come to a decision until people have been twisted to a certain view. And that's exactly what the establishment's doing, is triggering the revolution so they can control it.
All in a box and then close the box. And I'm very concerned about it. One of the most interesting things I've seen recently is this guy I think his name is Ed, WellAware1.com, has raised interesting points about actors being used at Occupy Wall Street.
I know there's been all sorts of famous actors out there giving support to it, and I think that's because they're pretty much conned themselves. I appreciate you joining us. Okay, Mike, Ray, Kathy, Don, Paul, everybody, your calls are straight ahead. Have your point ready, and we'll get right to you. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way. We've got that deal going right now. You want to support us, 15-day free trial.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Back Sundays 4 to 6 Central as well. Coming up, after I take a whole bunch of your calls, I'm going to get into the real Newt Gingrich, because I can't tell you how many well-meaning conservative people email me, call me, or I see them on TV or hear them on talk radio going, I'm just glad Gingrich is getting up there. He's a statesman, and he's real smart. the communists in 1917 in Russia advertised all these high-tech paintings and film reels of blimps and high-tech factories and super science. That's a very old system to doll up tyranny, fascism, communism, as technological. And that's what Newt Gingrich has always talked about, the global technotronic state, the end of America. I'm going to read you some quotes from the foreword he wrote to just one of Alvin and Heidi Toffler's globalist books. And then I'm going to play Bill Clinton just 2 days ago saying how great Newt Gingrich is. And then I'm going to play Newt Gingrich with Nancy Pelosi endorsing climate change taxes. And again, I'm just getting into a small amount of this. He was sent in to take over the Republican Revolution of 94 and make sure the constitutionalists didn't get anywhere ahead of the globalists staging Oklahoma City to demonize the patriots. Newt Gingrich is an avowed, I mean, he's part of groups here in these reports that openly call for the end of the family, everything. I'm going to read some of the quotes, and that's coming up. And remember, years ago, you didn't believe me that Rick Perry supported open borders or gun control or worked for Al Gore, went to Bilderberg. It's now all admitted. Mitt Romney supports abortion, open borders, sanctuary cities, wrote Obamacare, part of a big hedge fund that rated companies the opposite of free market, advised by a guy, part of the bailouts. These guys will let you know at critical points. Remember Glenn Beck endorsing the bailout in 2008, now saying he never did that? These guys will surface and let you know who they are. And I hope they change. I hope they realize this system doesn't have any future for them. Okay, I'm going to get to your calls, then I'm going to get into that and a bunch of other news here. I am a tortured person, though. I mean, briefly at the end of the show, guys, make sure I tell them in at least a few minutes what happened with the state police guy pulling me over Friday. I mean, talk about a third world country. What's in that bottle? A literal Topo Chico bottle. And I said, "Have you ever seen a beer bottle looks like this, buddy? Okay. You ever seen something looks like this? It's water. What's in that tin can down there in the floorboard? Well, I don't know. You're looking in my car trying to create some psychological thing that I'm bad and you're good when you work for government that publicly ships narcotics in and kidnaps little kids. That's another can of bottled water. It reads La Croix or whatever. Don't you see it says water? Or do you have good eyesight? Should you be out driving that police vehicle? Oh, he pulls that little wand and wants to check my tent next. And I just sit there while they nickel and dime us and all the whole culture is about how we're bad and we're evil and they're good. It doesn't matter. Your bosses are going to destroy this country and you ride along with it. So in a way, God gives us a blessing because you get what you want. You get what you need. You get what you beg for. And you, a lot of you are going to be just like German citizens. 20 million of them died because they bought into evil. Or the Russians. And most of you are so weak-minded that serve this system. You're going to love it anyways. Because you like evil, like your father, don't you? All right, I haven't even gotten to the story yet. But my problem is the only reason, and there's nowhere to run anyways, and it wouldn't be running. I was literally rebuking this guy. I can't put up with it anymore. Because this isn't a legitimate government. This is a representative of a group of absolute criminals that have hijacked and destroyed my country. And I can't put up with it anymore. And I don't care how much propaganda or bull or lawyer spin you put on it. The good news is everybody at some level now admits we got a criminal, corrupt system running things. And folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's why I get so angry. I know how bad it is. I've read all the white papers and put them on air where they talk about once the world government's in place, how they're going to start hard killing people with bioweapons they're going to release. And they're going to tell you an Easter Bunny Al-Qaeda did it. God almighty, I'm trying to save people here. And that's all I'm trying to do. And I'm just crazy enough to be able to face reality. I got my head screwed on so straight, ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. You know what I mean? Crazy like a fox. You get the riddle? got my head screwed on so straight it'll make your head spin. Laura in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you real quick how the University of Wisconsin is trying to intimidate my husband into submission. He's been taking the TB skin test for 22 years there every 6 months. He's an employee. And he has decided enough is enough. We've recently been awakened within the last year.
It's all part of the medical tyranny. They open the borders to the illegals with the drug-resistant TB. It's all part of just training us to be guinea pigs. Now they're trying to claim it's the law to take shots when it's not. Total fraud. That's so what's happening, Laura?
Well, now they're telling him that if he doesn't take it, they're going to fire him. And
well, he can sue him. They've tried that with the nurses, everybody. They can claim it's a policy, but it's against his human rights.
That's right.
He can bring
up
the articles where the German government doesn't really take vaccines but tells the public to.
Yep, and that's what they're doing. He was sent to the compliance director. She looked like Janet Napolitano.
Of course.
And treated them like she would have treated him. And it's just, it's crazy. We have to get an attorney and everything over this.
Well, be sure to don't just defend yourself. Sue them. And sue them personally. Okay? And rally people there and get others. Go knock on doors. Get hundreds to stand together. I've seen this all over the place. You've got to stand against these people because they openly admit they are preparing the police for forced inoculation. That's what the forced blood draws are about, is creating medical corps of police.
I believe it. We've been doing some research, and we found that they don't even know what the TB test, it doesn't even do any good. They don't even know if it works.
They don't do any Ellis Island test. The illegal aliens are above the law. I said to the state police guy, I said, I know you're told to let illegal aliens go. And he goes, yeah, I don't like that. Well, then what are you doing pulling me over and wanting to imply I'm bad and all this? And at the end of it, he goes, I know who you are. Listen to your show. I like your show. I'm like, what? But you just did all of this. I go, look, if you were busting the big criminals, if our state was sovereign, then I might, it's a joke. They're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And again, it isn't that I don't believe in vaccine technology. The problem is there are companies that lobby to force us to take their stuff that is given government liability protection and is hurting people. And you find out the companies are eugenicists doing it on purpose. I mean, I remember 16 years ago getting the documents that they're taking everybody's blood at birth for now 40 years worldwide. And now it's all out in the news. People are like, okay, they take your blood secretly. It's a secret, out-of-control group of criminals. Don't people get it? We're in danger. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And anybody who doesn't make a break with the sports and the crud and the vainness and the worldliness is aiding this. We've got to literally get our priorities straight. If you call that repenting, then call it that. Anything else, Laura?
No, that's it. I just wanted to let you know what's going on in Wisconsin.
God bless you. I'm sorry about your husband. Everybody should pray for him. But you know what? If we don't start bucking it now, we're all going to lose something. God bless you. Now, they fire him there, other doors will open, Laura. Now, I said I'd take each caller and give them 30 seconds and give a 10-second comment. I didn't do that. When I do this, it works like a charm, but look how great that lady is. And that had to be discussed. Look, regardless of where you stand on vaccines, I'm going to give you the skeleton key to it all. Right here. They admit that they lie nationwide and worldwide and say it's the law to take vaccines and you got to take them to go to school when it's not true. Go verify they're lying to you. Find out that they know they're lying. And right there is an example of how the mainstream media, schools, and the system and the doctors will lie to you in a unified front of crooks, of scumbag, racketeering trash. Now, it doesn't just stop there. They took blood and are still doing it for 40 years worldwide for a eugenics database. They're obsessed with your bloodline. We'll be right back. It's just so painful to watch our country being dismantled. And now, hundreds of publications a month admitting global government, but then still mainline conservative talk show hosts won't talk about it because you're not supposed to, because for decades that we were told it didn't exist. I mean, these are total sellouts who think just regurgitating the same old tired mainline Republican talking points are going to save this country. And demonizing Ron Paul, who now even CBS News has to admit is in first or second place, according to the whole index of polls. But now they're saying, oh, forget him. We have Mr. Conservative Newt Gingrich. That's coming up. All right, let's race through your calls. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Man, you're on fire, brother. I've been a huge fan for a number of years. You woke me up back in 2005. I'd like to thank you for that. And I'd like to say that that first caller was correct. I work in OG&C, oil, gas, and chemicals, out on pipelines. My job takes me a lot of different places. And you're waking up people everywhere. I've been to Iraq, and I didn't believe a lot of things you were saying. But when the Iraqis came up to me and said they couldn't plant their heritage seeds and they had to buy GMO for Archer Daniels Midland and all these folks, I thought they were crazy until I actually investigated it. And
no, that was in the occupational government agreement. It's the aid. They bulldozed in many areas their tangerine plantations, their olive groves. They make them plant. I mean, I get stuff wrong sometimes, but not very. But I don't lie. Believe me, I wouldn't just say that.
Here to verify what you're saying. I've seen I worked in the Middle East for 18 years, and I've seen Afghanistan when it had no opium in it. Okay, and then after the Americans went in there, there's opium fields as far as the eye can see. I mean,
and 5 years ago it started coming out, and the troops were complaining, and Pat Tillman complained, so they killed him. That later came out. So now they just spun it, and they said, we'll just have all the news announced they're growing it, but say it's patriotic. Again, imagine the state police pull me over. They let me go because I hadn't done anything. And they're interrogating me about this and that. And I'm like, the government grows the opium and ships it in. You've got the nerve to pull me over when the government's criminal. You're wearing the government's uniform. I don't recognize you. I'm not a criminal. And I said, I want to search your police car. You work for a criminal system. The state police, when they got ordered to, stood down on the Texas Youth Commission rape rooms. I want to search you. I don't trust you. The founding fathers said, don't trust government. Get out of my business. I'm not the bad one. You are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, the thing I'd like to say is that this is all like fire and brimstone and all of that. I think what's lacking in today's environment, with regard to protesting the New World Order and all of that, is I think they're really afraid of laughter, comedy, parody.
I do some of that. It just, here's the deal. I've got three small children. Every time I look at them, I get upset because I realize how evil these globalists are. And let me tell you, this is going to go towards mass arrest, black uniforms, red terror stuff. We've got to thread the needle. We've got to turn this around. And everything, and the way it looks, we're going into this. Internet kill switches, Jumbotron saying tattle on your neighbors. It's all being beta tested. I mean, they're already grabbing our genitals. They're now at highway. I hear you. I know. I joke around some. It's just at a certain point, man, how much evil will my fellow Americans put up with and call it good? I appreciate your call, Mike. God bless you. Great call. I didn't hate that state police guy that pulled me over, but I knew I was driving the speed limit. So when he came over here to ask me questions, I'm like, what are you think you're doing? He's like, huh? And I just started rattling stuff off. I can't take it anymore. I can't play along with your joke anymore. Kathy in New Orleans, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm going to say this really, really fast. I'm part of Patriot Radio in New Orleans along with Gary King. We have a meetup group for Ron Paul every single week. And I just want to say, before I go to my second story really fast, is that Ron Paul's wish is to run his caucus as a Republican. So everybody who is trying to be libertarian or independent, please change your vote to Republican by
December 15th. Sure, we want to try to get him elected or in there with as a Republican. I'm just saying later, just as a spoiler, to go in and inject real issues, he should run third party if he doesn't look like he's going to get that nomination. What's the next thing, Kathy?
But the thing of it is that you can change back to what you want after the Okay, second part, I went to Disney World this week, and I refused to put my finger in.
Yeah, biometric scans, all brainwashing.
I refused, and they told me that all I had to do was they had to check my signature along with my ID. And evidently, there's a lot of people complaining because they do have something.
You know what? I haven't been to SeaWorld, and I'd have been there probably 10 times because of the hand scanning. Not doing it. Hadn't been to Disney World. And they lose $40 billion a year in tourism because of the rape TSA, the tyranny socialist assaulters. I appreciate your call. Good job. Good job. Yeah, say no to all of it. I won't even give them my money, period, because of that. Fine. Knock yourselves out. I'm going to look at the Grand Canyon. Of course, he'll have thumb scanners there soon. Don in Michigan, good to hear from you, Don. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Hey, I just want to say, John McCain, Joe Lieberman, what you were talking about earlier, and Amy Blidzernak, any persons, including a U.S. citizen, can be detained for the duration.
Well, yeah, they kill U.S. citizens now. Israel and Reuters said they'll kill U.S. citizens here, and our government said do it. And then people are denying this new bill expands it when it clearly says it in the stinking bill. Because these are operatives. These are traitors that come on there. These are government operatives lying. They're ready in seconds. They're waiting for our article to come out with the lies and the legalese.
Okay, my point I wanted to make is I got new listeners, or semi-new listeners, family and friends listen right now. And I just wanted to let them know that, and I told them, go look up anything that you talk about. You can follow up. You will provide a link to it. You will give them information they can follow up on instead of listening to shame stream media, which is just an absolute joke. You know, and as far as lacking adults, I mean, anybody can look around. Just look around. When you go to the grocery store, when you go anywhere, look how dumb everybody looks, how uninformed. And my family and friends really aren't. I mean, they're into
exactly.
It.
And listen, don't get scared by all the zombies who are literally in a trance-like state from television, scientific fact. Look it up, folks. Look up trance state television, BBC, Alzheimer's connection to television. People that really get deep into it, the zombies don't count. There's only 0.5% globalists and their minions, and we outnumber them 100-1. We are the power, and the system knows it and scared, Don.
That's why I want everybody to wake up.
God bless you, Don. Say hi to your family right now. You want to say hi to them?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kathy, Dave, I know you're listening. Rob, keep listening.
God bless you. All right, I am the attack dog for liberty. You know it's true. I can't help it. And I'm a sorry excuse for a person, but I'm the best there is, and so are you. We got a job to do. Paul, Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, your calls are coming up. Stay with us. Okay, we are back live. If you want to support this broadcast, whether you're listening on XM, AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Infowars.com, the audio streams, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we reach new people. That's how we get through the electronic establishment Berlin Wall. Also, you can purchase the books, DVDs, T-shirts that also spread the word at Infowars.com. I'm offering the best deal ever through Christmas, and that is all 18 of my films that are on DVD, professional documentaries, Masters of Terror, Reflections and Warnings, Endgame, Martial Law, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, Terror Storm, Police State, all four police states, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. And it comes with some Infowars.com bumper stickers and Citizen Rulebook and the music of Infowars. Great Graham Reynolds CD that's got the music from Endgame and other films on it. All of that, $99.95, normally $360, excuse me. So $260 discount, Infowars.com. And running through the end of this month, just 3-4 days left, you can get 15-day free trial subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and see my nightly news reports, 7 o'clock every evening, professionally produced with reporters, correspondents, the whole nine yards. It's Infowars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com. And you can also sign up for a year right now and get 5.5 months free. It comes out to a 44% discount. We only offer that in late November, December every year. That special is going simultaneously, but the 15-day free trial ends in the middle of this week. You want to take advantage of that today. Okay, I'm going to come back in the final segment and go to all of these callers, try to jam in as many as I can. But first, again, I'll cover this more during the week, because now that they're saying he may be the number one candidate, if you look at the index of polls, he's really about number three. But they are really trying right now to push Newt Gingrich. I thought I would just open up a couple salvos on him and not just say he's a globalist and wants a new world order, but actually give you some meat and potatoes. Now, the first thing I want to do is just a Bill Clinton clip from 2 days ago, a Newsmax interview, where he basically says, well, for conservatives, he's a great guy who's reasonable and is informed. Now, you know, when Bill Clinton's praising somebody, I thought this was his arch nemesis. That was all a show back in 94. I even knew that myself then when I was dumb as a box of rocks. Why, though? We're going to play this Clinton clip, and then we'll answer why the establishment wants Newt Gingrich. I mean, it's a two-party dictatorship. At the top, they work together. Newt Gingrich has called for global government and the end of America. I'm going to read you some of the quotes of the book he endorsed here in just a moment. But first, let's go to this clip. Here's Bill Clinton 2 days ago after the last debate talking about Newt Gingrich.
He's articulate, and he tries to think of a conservative version of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem. For example, last night, I watched the national security debate last night, and Newt said two things that would make an independent voter say, well, I got to consider that. He said, okay, I don't want to legitimize people who, immigrants who came here undocumented, illegally. On the other hand, a lot of those people have been here for years. They've worked hard. They've paid taxes. They got kids in the schools. They're not criminals. We're going to have a hard time sending them all home. There are millions of them. So I'd like to have a process where they could be here legally but not have a path to citizenship. That sort of splits the difference between the immigration reforms.
I'm not going to go into the rest of it. We don't have time, the worship, but it's up at InfoWars.com and GrudgeReport.com and all the other better sites. But again, that amnesty plan that Bush brought up four times, that Obama's brought up twice, lets them bring up to six family members in. They sign a form of their aggravated felons. That means violent felons or felons, you know, robbing with a weapon, raping, arson, things like that, aggravated. Bad felons, the really nasty ones. They sign a form promising not to do it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, sheriffs and police are on record all over the country. They pull over a van with 15 illegal aliens. If they do arrest them for drunk driving, the judge gives them a $5 fine maximum. I've talked to people from inside the Travis County Prosecutor's Office, high up, who won't come on the show, but they've been to my office, they've given me their cards, I've seen them on TV. And they said, oh, yeah, the judges let them go for $5 or $10. Car wrecks, you name it. Well, I don't need them to tell me that. It's already in the news. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's incredible. There's Newt Gingrich. Now, let's go to another clip. Because every time I mention this, I get emails saying it's not true. This is a TV ad that ran Nancy Pelosi and Newt Gingrich commercial on climate change. They never tell you what the solution is, but it's always a carbon tax. The bill they were trying to pass 3 years ago when this was brought forward was federal home inspections, carbon taxes on everything, total shutdown of America, China's exempt. So this is a military attack on our energy system. Coal supplies 51%. They want that completely bankrupt. That's a quote from Pelosi and Obama have both said it. Don't believe me? Just type Nancy Pelosi bankrupt coal. Obama bankrupt coal. You'll get the stinking videos. Okay? Energy's all is everything. You got that? You think you don't have jobs now and can't compete with China? How about they shut down half our power or more? Let's go ahead and go to the traitor. Here he is with Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi, lifelong Democrat and Speaker of the House.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, lifelong Republican, and I used to be Speaker.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No. But we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
We need cleaner forms of energy, and we need them fast.
If enough of us demand action from our leaders, we can spark the innovation we need.
Oh.
Go to wecansolveit.org.
Now,
together, we can do this.
Now, they always call it innovation. Lenin had all these big images of glistening blimps and aircraft and adamantine steel structures and Valhallic Star Warsian visions of, you know, Coruscant or something. It's always the same. You're going to live in this big mega dome city glistening, and a computer will decide how much food you get. I mean, you don't just think the Zeitgeist people thought that stuff up. That's New World Order 101 UN baloney. Have you read the stuff Newt Gingrich has written? Have you read the forewords he wrote to several books by Alvin and Heidi Toffler? Let's put up from Amazon.com. I actually read this book 20 years ago. It's on my dad's bookshelf. Still lived at home 20 years ago when I was 17 years old. And I pulled this off the shelf, Creating a New Civilization, forward by Newt Gingrich. Now, you can go read the whole forward yourself, or just type into a search engine, Creating a New Civilization, forward by Newt Gingrich, and you will get it. Because I can't read the entire thing to you. But there's all these quotes here, how he burned to create a new political system, a third wave. And you get into the Futures Research Quarterly, which its symbol is three sixes, by the way. And it's this great system, getting rid of the family. I mean, you got to read this to believe it. But I'm in a hurry here, but I'm going to get to some of it. He told the Washington Post, I have an enormous political ambition, Gingrich told the Washington Post. I want to shift the entire planet, and I'm doing it. Yeah, because you got the New World Order behind you. Continuing here. The planetary shift of Gingrich takes a number of dangerous forms. And it goes on the third wave. All right? And it continues here. And we'll put that book back up on screen for people to break all this down. Let me just read some of this to you. This is from Newt Gingrich's lengthy foreword. The time has come for a next great step forward in American politics. It is not a matter of Democrats versus Republicans or left versus right. See, he's a globalist agent in there, but he's not shattering left-right paradigm from the position I'm saying. But something more significant, a clear distinction between rearguard politicians who wish to preserve and restore an unworkable past, oh, like the Bill of Rights Constitution. What did he say in the debate this week? Just get rid of the Bill of Rights. And those who are ready to transition to what we call the third wave. Now, you read deeply into the third wave movement, It's a bunch of modern corporate fascist system with communism on the bottom to control us. He said an information age society. Oh, like he invented the internet, like Al Gore says. No, it means they control the development of technology in the direction they want towards total surveillance and control. A new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. Oh, I'm not blind. I see what you are. This new civilization brings with it new family styles. You read into what this group he's part of calls for, the end of the family. Changed ways, a new economy, like the new globalist one that shut us down. New political conflicts. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up at Infowars.com, we've got a great knockoff of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line about the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul. It's pretty good. I meant to play it today, but we'll probably play it tomorrow sometime in the first hour of the radio show. A lot of informative and big guests coming up this week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I want to jam in as many calls as possible, and I didn't do justice to the Gingrich thing. But I played Bill Clinton liking him, Nancy Pelosi, them up there supporting the carbon tax legislation. Remember all that? I mean, total federal takeover of everything. And there he is saying, get this legislation through. We're going to innovate like NAFTA and GATT did. He goes on, a new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. You know, people that have sight. I noticed when he condescendingly, you know, said, we do disagree on some things, Nancy. It's all part of being a sick liar who sees you all as meat on the table. Just a sickening sociopathic, probably a psychopathic, studying his psychology individual. This new civilization brings with it new family styles, change ways. God, look what they've done to our women and our men in this country. Men are like little boys. Women are just so enraged at the system, the culture. They think it's their men's fault. A new economy, new political conflicts, and altered consciousness. Oh, an altered consciousness, Newt, is a little globally. Humanity faces a quantum leap forward, only if we listen to him, though. This is the meaning of the third wave. Our argument is based on what we call the revolutionary premise. Ah, the Illuminati. The revolutionary premise liberates our intellect and will. Like Emperor Palpatine, nationalism is first wave. Oh, I'm reading from Newt Gingrich. Nationalism. Oh, get rid of it and Goldman Sachs can run me and raise my taxes and steal it because they... Oh, that's a... Oh, this isn't some new system. This is good old-fashioned tyranny. Good old-fashioned sharecropper economy. Nationalism is first wave. The globalization of business and finance required by advancing third wave economies routinely punctures the national sovereignty that nationalists hold so dear. Oh, when he was in the House, when they said, oh, we love him being a good little globalist, you can be speaker now. As economies are transformed by the third wave, they are compelled to surrender part of their sovereignty. You always hear that from all the globalists. This is poets and intellectuals of third wave states sing the virtues of a borderless world and a planetary consciousness. You want me to continue? And I've got to hear shameful, arrogant. You try to walk over to some business guy or good old boy or insurance salesman when you hear him talking about Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich will get tough. Yeah, I like him. He's a real conservative. And if you dare try to walk over to those guys, I guarantee you they'd get upset. Shut up, boy. We like Newter. It's like watching people run off a cliff. Just run off a cliff, run off a cliff, run off a cliff. It's like Mitt Romney writing Obamacare, anti-gun, anti-family, pro-abortion, and he's got the evangelicals and all of them lined up, ready to lick his boots for a million miles. And because I can read what Newt Gingrich stands for 20 years ago and today, I'm the bad man. Okay, fine. I'm the bad guy. Paul in New Jersey, then Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, and others. Paul, you got 30 seconds. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. I just come back from the Philadelphia Occupy, or Occupy Philly. I've been going over there for like 25 days out of the last couple of months. And I've been handing out literature about the Federal Reserve, and I told them over there they should be protesting in front of the Federal Reserve, not here. And I've been handing out this literature, and I hold like many seminars and people that are interested and explain them.
You are the force and the driver of liberty. You, the individual soldier on the ground for liberty, are going to crush them. Because Soros controls the main Occupy. They're there protesting free market, blaming it, when you should be protesting the globalist crony insider Federal Reserve. Well said. Go ahead.
Because they use the Hegelian principle of conflict resolution all the time. They control both sides, and they make a problem, then they give you the solution. The solution is, for the people, it's the old Indian term, bohica. If you know what that means.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what they got going on is they got a bunch of cards up their sleeves, and we're calling them on it. We're like, you got a whole deck up your sleeve. You're cheating there. I'm holding the ace of spades. You just played it. And they're going, that's a conspiracy theory. And I'm like, well, you're a convicted card shark. I mean, this is a bunch of criminals. How many crimes have these globalists committed? They're like, no, I don't have anything. And how many cards have fallen out now? They're like, never mind those. So they're right, I had some cards up my sleeve. They're the bad man. They're the ones. I mean, do you see their little mind games? How long can pot-bellied little control freaks keep winning? We must rise up against them.
The first couple of days I was over there, they had two tables set up, one to sign up for the Communist Party and one to sign up for the Socialist Party. I steered about 50 to 60 people away from that and said, don't even think about it. And I gave them literature about the Federal Reserve, how to control everything, manipulate everything.
Good job, Paul. Got to jump. Yeah. Keep it up. I salute you. All Info Warriors salute you. Those who are about to defeat tyranny salute you. Rick in Nevada, you're on the air worldwide.
I'm here to help you fix the Google bomb. When you have the people do the Google bomb search, have them click only once because the algorithm's killing you. I'm done. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I've noticed Google now, even if you put Alex Jones in or whatever, or Ron Paul, I'm trying to search to see what the new hit piece is, if you click, usually I'd put my name in or Ron Paul's or whatever I'm looking for, and then hit web, hit news, hit image. It makes you do it each time. So, yeah, I guess we have to, like, enter it once and then hit click and then re-enter it so they made it a little bit harder. We'll try that out this coming up week. Google Bomb's too powerful of a weapon to leave in the dust. Doesn't matter. We used the weapon while we had it to great effect. That's what matters. Make hay while the sun shines. Get it while it's hot. Another such cliches. Henry in Canada, love you. Come on in.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. 30 seconds. Very quickly, report from We Are Change Victoria and a quick comment on the Ron Paul campaign. Last 9/11, we went down to the Parliament grounds. We got a permit, big tent. Huge banners, big signs, people on either side of the road. 10 people came and went. 5 more people came from the community. A guy brought his tween kids. We had an old lady giving out DVDs and info, calling for a new investigation where the commissioners don't say it's a fraud. It was awesome. It was wholesome. We probably reached 3,000. That's how you get it done. And Ron Paul, quickly, I love Jesse Ventura, but I think all this Jesse Ventura talk is a childish fantasy, quite frankly, and it's hurting the campaign. I say Alan Keith. He's a solid guy, libertarian, and he's black. Boom.
Well, listen, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. And again, I got confused on my calls. This is Henry, right? Yeah, that is who I was talking to? Yeah, Henry, you got to. He's like not as bad as Newt Gingrich, but he was ambassador to the UN. He is good on a lot of issues, Second Amendment, stuff like that, abortion. But that's why they ignore Alan Keyes, because he is a lot better than a lot of those guys. I'm not even saying I'm a Ron Paul guy. I'm just saying it's interesting to have Ventura on and talk about it. But I hear what you're saying. Dwayne in Georgia. Dwayne, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Big time info warrior. Hey, listen, Alex, please hear me out on this. There's I'm gonna make some really quick points here real fast. Some things you can do to stop this bull crap really fast. If you live in a small rural area, I got a friend of mine named Scotty. He ordered your videos, Alex. He's got the videos, and the woman can't rent the videos out, but she can actually, they can rent them out, but they can't charge them for it. And he's doing that, and then videos are going out left and right. And this is
a lot of people donate my films to these little small town video rental shops. They've still got them in small and medium sized towns. That has a great effect. Air them on Access TV. Even if you're not a producer, find the Patriot on the local Access and get them to air it.
Right, exactly. And this defense authorization bill, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you better read this. It's not a joke. You better copy it off so you know what you're reading. Call your family, call your friends, and tell them to get a hold of their senators. They got computers. They can pull the phone numbers up and call them. We got to stop that Defense Authorization Act. I have no intentions of going to work and having M16s lined up on the side of the damn streets, because that's where we're headed at.
Well, sir, they're already putting troops on the streets all the time now to get us ready for it. But, yeah, it says they're going to put troops on the streets. Army Times and Stars and Stripes years ago announced they're getting ready for the homeland takeover. I mean, this is not for Al-Qaeda, folks. This is for you when they take your pension fund and you get angry.
Yes, sir. You got that right, Alex. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to make sure Ron Paul gets in, you want some super powerful info on Ron Paul to get this out to people that's blowing their minds, go to dailypaul.com and order the Super Ron Paul.
Absolutely. I'm out of time. Martha, you're tail gunner. 30 seconds. Take us out. Martha in Illinois.
Alex, I got a great idea. I'm going to buy all your videos, put them in my local library. Make them available to all the people in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we can always use low-tech because they're moving to shut down the web, selectively kill certain information with the internet kill switch. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. God bless you all. Now fight the tyranny. Great job, crew.